A Christmas Story. Winona pleases Will. "You shouldn't have," she says, unwrapping "thank you," overlapping with Mr. Stone, who drones, "You shouldn't have, but thank you. Did you see?" To Mrs. Stone, who didn't see, but says she did, then does. Even the brothers, back when they were two right shoes, had aced the gracious face, but paled next to Winona. Queen of subtlety, she punctuates the lulls. Her holidays are days when pleasing means not disappointing. Before "you shouldn't have," she mastered glee, the giddy gig, to fair absurdities, from enterprising elves to fairy hoarders. Myths she washed her hands of years before she found the stash, heard muffled cussing late as Mr. Stone bungled some unforeseen assembly. Still, Winona played along, surprise reprised, half understanding life over and over would require this belief in things after they don't exist.